Ksuvis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Ketzat Shoyse Bat Tzitzoy. One of the chalukim between Oynes and Mefata that we mentioned, before chalukim in the Mishnah before, is that Oynes Shoyse Bat Tzitzoy and Mefata Mrotza Lohoitzi Moitzi. Shoyse Bat Tzitzoy, we said, means, is an expression that he has to drink out of the cup that he drank from, even if he doesn't want to drink in that cup, which means that since he was boiled her by Oynes, he stuck with her. Even if there would be every reason in the world why, let's say, it would be the type of case where he'd be allowed to be megarish, or let's say, he'd be allowed maybe to be megarish or bal kocho. It's no tvia that he's doing the wrong thing. Nothing to do with right, wrong. You took her, you stuck with her. The Mishnah says, however, if nimtza bo dvar erva, the nitzah b'dvar erva is a little bit ambiguous. We're going to have to explain that. The second case is a little bit more understandable. Let's say she's a mamzeres. So we spoke this out earlier in the perek, that there's a din, that there's knas, even when there's no possibility of being mechuyiv to stay married to her. The halacha is, in these cases, he's not allowed to marry her. So the Mishnah says very straightforward, this is Exes HaKosuv, that the din of Eloisi Elisha is by Isha Ru'iloi. The Mishnah has to add Eni Rashai. It's not only that he's not Mechuyiv, he's not allowed to. The Mishnah seems to be being Mafkia from a tzad that he'd be allowed to. Why would he be allowed to? How would he be over in Issa? So the Pashto Teretz to that is, maybe it would be a Havamina, that he'd be allowed to marry her because he has a mitzvah saseh. More specifically, aseh de'galoy saseh. If she's a mamzeres, l'choy yovei aseh de'galoy saseh of mamzeres. So the Gemara asks this kashan daf mem amud aleph, and the Gemara says, the Loshin, that when do we say aseh de'galoy saseh, only kigoyin mila b'tzoras. Classic aseh de'galoy saseh is if there's a Mila, b'mokem mila, there's a beheres, there's a love of cutting off a nega of beheres, and he cuts it off to be mekayim the mitzvah say of yibum, of mila. Yibum is another case of aseh dechalese, but the case of the Gemara that the Gemara brings is he cuts it off to be mekayim the mitzvah say. Why the Gemara says over there is the aseh dechalese? Deloy efshel kiyume la say. There's no other way to be mekayim the aseh except by being over the love. So you stop. If she says she doesn't want, there is no asay. The push of the reading of the Gemara is this itself, that there's another option, disallows the tchiyah. The klal of asay dechalosa is because you're muchrach bekach, and over here you're not muchrach bekach. It's not so pashut. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of loy sili isha if she says loy be'ino. Taisu says also, let's say by klayim betzitzis, I said the chaloisa say, and that's by a beged of pishton together with chutim of tzemer. But what do you mean? You could be mekayim the mitzvah with a beged of tzemer. So Taisu says, yeah, but a beged of pishton, which has the mitzvah, can only be in this guy with chutim of tzemer. So you have to know how to say this. For Rashi, the words of Rashi is hashtanami melamdino isaloymar eni roitza. You encourage her, you force her to say eni roitza. That means once you have that option, so you have to use it. Another way of learning, there's a lot of variations in the Rishonim how to learn. So another way of learning it is that this is just a simon. The type of mitzvah which has an out, which is not muchrach lehiskayim, it's a mitzvah only if she wants it. If she doesn't want it, it's not a mitzvah. So mela, It's a mitzvah kala. And a mitzvah kala doesn't have a koich to be doich eloisei. Another way to say it would be to say that every mitzvah ben odom lachaveri, the mitzvah is being niskayim for her. So since it's for her, it doesn't have to be. She doesn't have to have. It's her schus that he has to marry her. But she could say no. So mela mitzvah sase ben odom lachaveri of this type doesn't have a koich of aseh derech eloisei. There's different ways of saying it. Let's say you have a sugya in Yevamos Davov of aseh derech eloisei ben mitzvahs kibrav. The posik has to say, you're not allowed to shecht for your father if he wants fresh meat on Shabbos. What do you mean? Loi boino. So Rishonim has to kasha. So you have to know how to say in every one of these cases. But that's the sugya. The other case that's over here in the Mishnah is like we read, Nimtza bo dvar erva. Now we didn't explain it. What does that mean? L'chayru, it means that he did marry her. We're not talking about whether he has to marry her. He did marry her. She was mizana nimtza bo dvar erva is the lashon of the pasuk of Parshas Ki Tsetse. When a woman takas bailo, Rachman son was mizana, so he has to be megarish her. So he has to be megarish her. So now, on the one hand, he has a mitzvah of Aloysa say leyuchel l'shalcho kol yomov. Leyuchel l'shalcho kol yomov is l'chayra, but he's not allowed to live with her. So there's a loisa against the loisa say. So there's no tchia. But the loisa leisha the mitzvah say is even once he's married to her, if he'd be megarish her, the Gemara says he'd be over in a loisa and an asay. There's a loisa leyuchel l'shalcho. And then he has to take her back for loisa leisha. So there's really a mitzvah say, so you shouldn't divorce her. L'chayr, there's a mitzvah say v'loisa say, l'chayr should be doich of the loisa. So Tosfos says that on that the Gemara would never ask, yovay asay v'yidcha loisa say, because there's an asay and a loisa say by soita also. The Gemara, Tosfos brings that the Gemara darshes v'nitma v'nitma chad l'bal v'chad l'boyo, and there's also a lav of l'yucho baylo l'kachas lo achrei asheu tamo. There's a loisa say and an asay and a soita. So that loisa v'asay is not nitcha kameh the loisa say v'asay of Leyuchel Shalcha with Veloisili Isha. Adkan Devei Taisus. Mishnah Vov. Now we have another din. Yisoymo Shenis Arso Vinis Garsha. We had before that by Nis Arso Vinis Garsha, the Knas certainly, she's a Nairo, she has a father. She returns, since she was only a Mu'ureses, she returns to the Rishus. She's under the jurisdiction of her father. And we had a machlok tanoim, is there no knas, because the Torah says a shaloi rosso, or is there no knas to the father, but the knas goes to her? Here the Mishnah is talking about a different case. There is no father. Yisoymo shenis arso v'nis garsha. Now, l'chor, she's a yisoymo, the only way she got married, she's a naira. Ketana can't get married. It's only midirabono. We're talking here about a din deraisa, she's a gedoila. If her father would be alive, she'd be b'shus her father. The father can marry her off. But the father's not alive. She married herself off midaraisa in this arso. Vinis garsha. The point over here of erisin is that she's b'cheskas psula, but she's not neshes ish now. So she was already in his garsha. So now, habo leo, either b'inus mevatel l'chad, there should be a regular chiv. Except that there's no father here. So we already have the din that in lieu of the father, there could be a gzeis because of a shaloi rosso. And we pass in that way that the knas goes to her. What's nischadish over here is something interesting. Reb Lazer Oimer, rather Reb Lazer Oimer hamefate potur v'hoi nischayev. Shteito, that since she's in her own rishus, so there's no mechayev over here of pitur, there's a mechayev here of oinis. And this is a very big inyan that's discussed by a lot of Rishonim. The Tosfos discusses it. Baruch is the beginning of the parak, and it's also a Gemara later on. What's the noise? Tosfos and Daf Chof Tesem and Aleph brings in Dibra Mask of Aleisha Sochiv that the Yerushalmi is Mufurish, that this din, that a Mufuta, when she's in her own Rishos, that means if she's in her father's Rishos, so we look at the Bal HaKnas, the one who has the Schus, Tvia, as the father. So the fact that she's a willing accomplice, that she acquiesced, mufuta means it was beretzoina. How could there be a tfiyah? How could there be a knas that you have to give for damages when somebody agreed? So the answer is that she's not the teveh, she's not the baldova. The baldova is her father who has a schus to marry her off, and therefore she's damaged because now she's a bula, not a psula. So the mefata is mechuyif to pay the father. And if there is no father, then the teveh is her. How can there be a teveh when she went along with it? It was bertzoino. So you could say by a yisoyma ketano, you could say that a mechila or an acquiescence ketano, pitur ketano inisu, which is the lashon of the Gemara in several places. That's fine. But we're talking about a gedola. We're talking about a yisoyma, shenis arsov, and his gasha. And we said she's a gedola, she's a naira, she married herself off, she got divorced, she was mekabla get, she's perfectly bedaita. So why shouldn't her going along with him take off the mechayev of pitui? That's the chayev of the pashtus. From Desvegan, the Yerushalmi, like we said, quoted by Tosfos, says that this, that there's a mechila, is only on the boishes of fugam, not on the knas. What's the chiluk between the two? So the Ramban has famous raid on Daf Lamed Vov. And we'll be magdim the raid by pointing out that Tosfos medayik that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis, it sounds that way on Lamed Zayin, the Tosfos says that the Bavli doesn't bring the Yerushalmi, it's clearly mashma not that way, that this that a pitui doesn't have a din when she's the baldovor is hein by a baboshev gam and hein legabe knas. So now let's explain the Yerushalmi. Why would there be a difference between the two? Tosfos doesn't bring the reason from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says because ein adam moichel al dovah she'en shaloi. And this is a very big yisoid that's going to lay the foundation of the fourth perek. The yisoid goes like this. Knas is not a chiyuv which is there as soon as the mice is done. That means, if Reuven breaks Shimon's window, the chiyuv that Reuven is chayiv to Shimon is right then and there. As soon as the rock goes through the window, it doesn't make a difference whether Bezdin saw it, didn't see it, Bezdin issued a psak, it came to Bezdin. The chiyuv is created automatically al yedei the Maisa Mazik. The same is true when somebody buys something in a store, he borrows money. The act of borrowing or taking or whatever it is, it creates the Chiyuv moment. Knas is not an automatic. Knas is something that the Torah imposed kiviyochel as a punishment. So what is that? That means if the Maisa was done, Edim come to Bezdin, and Edim say Edus on the Maisa, and Bezdin creates a Chalois Din Knas, which is Chal B'Shas Amad B'Din. Let's see, L'moshul. To back this up, we have a din that when you want to know the value, when somebody steals a behemoth, and now there's a chiv keren on the theft, and there's a chiv kefil, the Gemara says, keren kishas geneva, kefil vidala vehef, the behemoth was shechted, kishas amode bedin, Gemara meruba. Why is that? Because the chiv is chal b'shas amode bedin. So the value of the behemoth is estimated at the time of the chalois chiv, which is later on b'shas amode bedin. The same is true over here. Mechila, when she's meichel, she can only be meichel something that she has. When she says, go ahead, she's nispata and she's maskim. That's a mechila on the maisa that's done to her, that's biyodo. But the knas is something new. It's something that Bezdin creates. It's something that the Torah created. It's not totally in the B'shas Maisa. She can't be Meichel. Ain't on the Meichel Dover, Shein and Shaloi. That's what the Yerushalmi says. No, so what does the Bavli hold? That means the Yerushalmi holds that this is only Legabi the Chaloi's Chiv Knas. The Baishnu Vagam is something that's totally in the Maisa. So if she says, go ahead, do it, so then that's a Mechila. That's something that's Biyodo Limcho. What does the Bavli hold? Says the Ramban and Daflamid Vov that there's a concept called siluk. Siluk means a person could get rid of schusim that haven't been chal yet. He could get rid of them. A husband can marry his wife, and b'shasa gets married, a whole sugi later on, perka kosev. But before the nesuin, he could say, I waive my schusay ishus in your nichse melug to be yerush you, in your nechosim, etc. She could also waive her schus, mezainis, etc. You could do that when the schus is there. So over here also, she's waving the schus that she has to create that chiv. That means, avada chiv is chal later on b'shas amad v'din. But it's chal biyachas to a maisa that was done now. The chiv is not later on b'shas amad v'din something new. It's chal as a chiv later on, but the siba hamechayeves is now b'shas the bia. And if she's in a spata on the bia, she can be meichel on the schus that's in this maisa, which later on will create a chiv. So it's a lamda shemachloikis to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. How do you see the relationship between the here now, the maisa, and the later on, which is the shas achiv in the chiv knas? The Ran says this before, she brings the Rabban, afa pishen is zoche b'knas ad shas amod v'din, mikom bokoim b'shas bia hum mischayev. It's the maisa, it's the b'shas bia that creates the chiv. That's one thing. Then the Ramban says something very fundamental. Again, the Ramban and Daf Lamed Vov. The Ramban says that what the Bavli holds is that the Mechila over here doesn't need Mechila. Mechila over here, normally when we use Mechila, means there's a Chiyuv, and a person waived his ability to be Goyva. Says the Ramban, there's a Musik where if Reuven and Shimon are in agreement to something that's going to be done, it's not a Maisa Mazik. For instance, if I throw a rock through your window, that's a Maisa Mazik. But what happens if you tell me that you want the window pane to be shattered because you want fresh air to come in, that's the only way to do it, whatever. You tell me to take a shovel and to dig a hole. Oh, it's a Maisa Mazik, but you're moichel me on the chiv because you told me to do it, or it's not a Maisa Mazik. If she's a willing accomplice to the Maisa, it's not a Maisa Mazik. If there's a father here, So it's a Maisa Mazik klapi the Rishus Ha'av. But if she's the willing accomplice and she's the baldover here, there's no Maisa Mazik. It's a Mechilo. You need it to be a Chiv. There's nothing here to be Mechayiv on. That's the Svar of the Baldli. And this is a very important choice in Simur Reish Mevav makes a whole thing out of this. We'll give an example. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Bacha are dancing together by a chasna or playing basketball together. Bacha jumps up to make a shot, and the other Bacha blocks. And when he jumps up, he jumps, and he got his glasses right. The way Bacha lose their glasses during basketball games. That's called a Maisim Mazik with a mechila. Or since that's part of the game, I guess, unless somebody was doing something overtly rough, aggressive. But in the normal playing of a game, it's not a Maisa Mazik with a Mechila. It's not a Maisa Mazik. So this Yisoid has, the Ktsois puts over here in this Rambam. Vashtaytzach that if you say, Lefi this Derech, that either that there's Mechila now because the Siba Mechayevis is now B'Shas Tabia, or because it's not a Maisa Mazik, there's absolutely no welcome to be mechalik between the Knas and the Baish Tavagam. That's the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi.